I'm here with Mark Campbell, a representative of the University College Union, who's from London Metropolitan University, here at the student protests in UCL. We're now moving on towards Trafalgar Square. So why exactly are you here supporting the student movement and the anti-fees demonstration?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm also a member of the National Executive Committee of UCU, and I, along with colleagues, moved a motion at our last Higher Education Committee to fully support this demonstration. That motion was passed unanimously. So UCU are nationally officially backing this demonstration. So that's one of the reasons I'm here. The reason we're backing the demonstration is precisely because the students are marching both against fees, but as fundamentally against the Higher Education White Paper, which in essence seeks to change the role of a university from the provider of public service really into a private set of enterprises. And UCU policy is against all fees, and also that we should be taxing big business through an increase in corporation tax in order to fund higher education as a public good. So in that sense, the students' demands are our demands, so it's quite right that we should be standing here in solidarity.
And you feel it's appropriate for yourselves and the student union to be closely linked, and you view your cause and your ends as the same as each other's, I presume?
Well, absolutely. And if you remember, the demonstration last year on the 10th of November, the one that got all the publicity, was a joint demonstration organised by the NUS and UCU. So, of course, we've had thousands of our members involved. We also have national policy, and again, a motion I moved at our last Congress, that says we will support all students that go into occupation of their universities in defence of both lecturers' jobs and higher education. So we see ourselves as very, very closely aligned with student activists fighting back.
There's one very last question. In relation to the authorisation of use of baton bullets or rubber bullets by the Metropolitan Police here in London, what's your view on that?
Well, I think it's appalling. I think it's appalling that basically we're in a situation whereby we have to now very visibly argue for a defence of the right to protest. The idea that they are intimidating people off our streets by threats of such state violence is outrageous. And another reason for marching is to say we can march and we will march. That's fantastic.